It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
All right, we're moving on now to Pastor Mutoya, who is our daily focus pastor, who's going to be helping us understand a few things about relationships. We're talking relationships this week. And our focus today is the role of forgiveness and grace. People who must learn to forgive. Forgive. Pastor Mutoya, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much, my beloved brother, and good afternoon to our listener.
All right. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. So this conversation of forgiveness, it's one that is personal for many people, including myself. So I'm going to try and tread softly because it touches on so many avenues. So let's just jump right in, Mfundisi. Why is forgiveness essential for sustaining a healthy relationship?
Well, it's essential because you and me, being human beings, sometimes we don't know how the other person is thinking.
Right.
Sometimes we don't know how our actions are being perceived. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes we blunder. Sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes it's not intentional.
Yeah.
And so because of that, that will tell you that forgiveness is very important in any relationship, because you need to look at the mistake that this person has made.
Right.
Does it have the same value as my friendship with this person?
Right.
So because of that, you need to forgive. Yes, you need to forgive. Maybe the other way we could say it is that, in anything under the sun, you realize there's a lot of conflict. Yes, there's a lot of conflict. In fact, I could even say, even for a seed to germinate, it must declare conflict with the soil for it to germinate. It has to force its way out. So you realize that actually there's conflict everywhere.
Right.
And one of the management method, style, or management tool that has proven to be quite good to manage conflicts is forgiveness. So in any relationship, these things are there. That's why forgiveness is very important. Maybe I could say it's actually a primary contributor to a healthy relationship.
You know, Fundis, perhaps I should just say it out there. What if you know it's not a mistake? You're saying when a person commits a mistake, you must forgive them, which is fine, which is fair and good if it was a mistake. But what if it was not a mistake?
That's true. When we talk of forgiveness, we are talking of letting go of that resentment or that anger, or letting go of the pain that you are experiencing. This may come from where you feel that you have been hurt or perceive that you have been hurt. So even a perception still can affect negatively the relationship. And that's why forgiveness must come in.
My question is about things that are done intentionally, not things that are done mistakenly. How do you know that this thing was... I mean, when you know, actually, that this was not a mistake, somebody calculated, planned to say this or to do this in this way.
That's right. That's very important, actually. When someone has planned, calculated, and you can tell that this is intentional, it's not a mistake, yes, you are supposed to forgive. You are supposed to forgive even much, much more. You are supposed to forgive. Yes. So it's really, really true that it can be painful when you realize that somebody really did it intentionally. Number two, when you realize that this person was actually a person who is very close to you. Number three, when actually this person was the one who was supposed to protect you from that pain, whether it's emotional or whatever, it was the one who was supposed to protect you from that and is the one who has inflicted you with this pain. Yes, they are supposed to be forgiven. Forgiveness is very important. And in fact, let me put it this way. When it is something that has been done intentionally, forgiveness becomes key there. Yes, becomes key. However, it must be clear that it is painful to forgive. It's painful to forgive. Yes. In fact, it's so painful to forgive when you realize this thing has been done intentionally or said intentionally to me. But here's the point. The pain of forgiving brings healing, while the pain of not forgiving brings destruction. So I'd rather go with the pain of forgiving, because it's like an injection you get from the hospital. That injection, when they prick you with that injection, is painful. But though the pain is there, you know that this pain leads to healing, while the other pain of the disease will lead to death. So that's why, yes, even when it is intentional, we must forgive.
Talk to us about the challenges that we face when trying to forgive others, Mfundisi. Perhaps me bringing them up gives you reason to counter them. Just talk to us. Give us examples. What challenges do we face as people when we're trying to forgive others? And how can we overcome those challenges? Mm.
Thank you very much. You know, the number one challenge I could mention is the challenge of knowing that if I forgive, I may be taken for granted. Like somebody just knows, okay, this one can be a victim, it's okay, because they will forgive. So that is one of the challenges that we face, where you know that, hey, I might be taken for granted for doing this.
Yeah.
The other challenge which is there, when you forgive, is the issue of the other person perceiving that you are condoning what they have done to
right,
you.
Right, right.
Or what they have done to the person you love. So it's as though you condone. It's as though you are saying, it's as though you are saying, well done, well done, well done. Do it again. You're welcome. Do it again. So because of that, it becomes difficult to forgive. The other thing also that has to do with forgiveness, why it is difficult, is because while you're feeling the pain, you wonder that with this pain, I think it's a pain that I should just give revenge, or I should resent this person, or continue being angry against this person, you know? So it is your emotions. So the feelings also makes it difficult. Those are some of the challenges that are there. The other challenge which is there is for a repeat of what was done. It's for a repeat of what was done. In fact, on this point, allow me to make the statement that actually forgiveness is not reconciliation. No. It's not reconciliation. Yes, forgiveness is almost an obvious step to reconciliation, but it's not reconciliation. In other words, the biggest challenge we have is, if I forgive, will this again be done against me? This abuse, this whatever it is, will it be done again against me and cause me pain? No. When it comes to forgiveness, that becomes a challenge that we face. The other challenge we face as human beings is because we don't understand fully why that was done. We don't understand fully. Whether it is going to give you growth or anything of that nature, we don't understand that part. So that's why it becomes very, very challenging when it comes to matters of, forgiving someone. It's really, really challenging. But I think we should put it this way, that we ought to learn to forgive. We ought to learn to forgive. We ought to learn to forgive. It's a must that we learn to forgive.
Final question, Mfundisi. Discuss the role of grace in forgiveness. How does extending grace help in the process of healing and reconciliation?
Well, thank you very much for that. That's a very beautiful question. What is the role of grace? Wow, that's a very beautiful question there. Allow me to say that, you see, while we are saying forgiveness is to let go, okay, to let go, to give up on the resentment, to give up on the anger, you know, to just let go of that. But did you know that forgiveness is to choose that God, may you take care of this matter? Yes, it's to choose that God, may you take care of this matter. Now, that is now where the role of forgiveness comes in. The role of forgiveness, the role of grace and forgiveness comes in this way. That grace is all about God's love. It's about God's mercy. It's about God's unmerited favor. It's about God's compassion on us. Yet we don't deserve it. Yet we never even expected it. He's just generous to us by blessing us with this particular grace. So the role of grace there is when you show the same mercy, the same love you show to another person. I don't know whether you'd allow me to just recite one or two verses.
Okay.
Just to clarify on this.
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish.
Thank you. You know, Hebrews 12:15 says, when you fall short of the grace of God, then it says the root of bitterness will spring up. So you can tell here that bitterness is springing up because grace has gone down. Now, let's look at probably what do other texts say. You know, Colossians 3:13. It says, bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. Beautiful there. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. And the verses 31 and 32. Ephesians 4, verse 31 and 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Verse 32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. So what we find in these two passages of scripture we have read, Colossians 3:13 and Ephesians 4:32, is that forgive as God has forgiven you through Jesus Christ. In his model of prayer, he says, this is how you're going to pray. Forgive us, O Lord, as we forgive others. There's a story in Matthew chapter 18, reading from verse 21 to 35, Matthew chapter 18. The story there is so interesting. This servant is forgiven, and he does not forgive the other. Jesus told this story when he was asked by Peter, how many times do I forgive? Is it seven times? Jesus says, no, actually 70 times seven.
Yeah.
That tells you more than the number of days in a year. So the Lord was simply saying, it's uncountable. Continue forgiving. Then he concludes that story by saying, just as the Heavenly Father has forgiven you, you also forgive. So just like me as your master has forgiven your servant, you should have forgiven the other person. So the role of grace.
Right.
Yes. What's the role of grace? The role of grace is simply to know that we are not a product of justice. We too, we are a product of grace. We are alive because of grace. And because God has shown us grace, we should show others also grace. So the role of grace literally is just to give us the motivation to forgive.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to let that one go because it got me, my mind has wandered off to many situations. And you know, the one hammer that we tend to be hit with, forgive as your Father in heaven has forgiven you. I hear you. Thank you very much for your time and your insights, Infunis. Have a wonderful day further. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Thank you so very much. May God richly bless us as we forgive. It will help us to grow and heal. Thank you and stay blessed.
Awesome for this.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.